Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit, and we're talking about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, which is very important for you to understand. And we pointed out that there is a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and the filling of the Holy Spirit. We know that Jesus is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. And where did he get the Holy Spirit from? It comes from the Father. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father, and Jesus sent it into the earth. The world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. Only believers can receive the Holy Spirit. Now, we talked about the fact that the baptism with the Holy Spirit is the new birth. We pointed out the fact that baptism is an untranslated Greek word, baptizo, which means to immerse or submerge or engulf. And the Holy Spirit immerses us, submerges us in the presence of the Holy Spirit when we receive Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior, and we get a brand new spirit. What spirit do we get? The Spirit of Jesus Christ. That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Remember 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. The Spirit of Christ and the Holy Spirit are different. The Spirit of Christ proceeds from Jesus, while the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. So we pointed out that the baptism of the Holy Spirit was the new birth, and then the receiving of the Holy Spirit, which is subsequent to salvation, is the correct term where the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us. Believers can receive the Holy Spirit to dwell in them once they are born again. We see a good example of this in the new wine being poured into the bottles. You cannot take the new wine, a type of the Holy Spirit, and pour it into an old bottle. It'll break. An old bottle is a type of the Spirit that's not right with God. What must happen? We must get a new bottle. The new bottle is the new spirit that we receive when we're born again, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Once we have a new bottle, the Spirit of Christ, having been born again, then the Holy Spirit, the new wine, can be put into the new bottle. The Holy Spirit received subsequent to salvation, and once that occurs, the Holy Spirit now is dwelling on the inside of us. Now, the next thing we want to talk about is being filled with the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about that today. In Exodus chapter 31, in verse 2, it says, I've called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. I filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, and in understanding, and knowledge, in all manner of workmanship. Bezalel was filled with the Spirit of God in order to serve the Lord in the construction of the tabernacle. Luke chapter 1. Here in verse 15, talking about John the Baptist, he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. John the Baptist, filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb for the service of the Lord, for the purpose of the ministry of a prophet. In Luke chapter 1, in verse 41, here's where Elizabeth filled with the Holy Ghost, and then she began to prophesy things. In Luke chapter 1, verse 67, Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and began to prophesy as well. Here we see that Elizabeth and Zacharias were filled with the Holy Spirit. It was the service of the Lord for them to prophesy and speak forth the word of the Lord. As we look in the Greek text and we look up the word for filled in the New Testament, we learn that the Greek word for filled used in verse 15, 41, and 67 of Luke is the very same word used in the rest of the New Testament, especially in Acts 2:4 and following through the book of Acts, concerning the filling of the Holy Spirit. The reason we point this out is that the filling of the Holy Spirit that occurred in Luke chapter 1 in verse 15 with John the Baptist, in verse 41 with Elizabeth, in verse 67 with Zacharias, is for the service of the Lord. And this is in the Old Testament era before Jesus went to the cross. The point being is that the filling of the Holy Spirit occurred in the Old Testament era before the baptism of the Holy Spirit or the receiving of the Holy Spirit had come into being. The filling of the Holy Spirit is always for service. It was the filling of the Holy Spirit, like an anointing that would come upon them in the Old Testament, the prophets, the priests, the kings, for the service of the Lord, and as we saw with Zacharias and with Elizabeth, to prophesy out and speak the word of the Lord. Now, in the New Testament, we see in Acts chapter 2, on the very day of Pentecost, in verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The filling was for a purpose. That purpose was for the disciples to speak in other tongues which they did not know, but which the multitudes understood. That certainly got their attention, and something supernatural was happening. They were speaking of the wonderful works of God. And when they said, "What meaneth this?" that set the stage for Peter to stand up and preach the gospel to the multitudes, and the result was that about 3,000 souls were saved. The filling of the Holy Spirit enabled the Galileans to serve God and for Peter to speak forth the word of the Lord and perform what God wanted, which was to bring forth the salvation of those 3,000 souls. In Acts chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, here we see the rulers, elders, and scribes brought Peter before the high priest regarding the man who got healed of lameness at the gate of the temple. And it says in Acts chapter 4, and verse 7, when they set them in the midst, they ask, "By what power, or by what name have you done this?" In verse 8, Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel." Here they were questioning Peter about how he healed the man, and Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, began to preach the gospel. Again, we see the filling of the Holy Spirit always involves service unto the Lord. In Acts chapter 6 and verse 3, the Bible says, "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business." And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and what did they do? They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Ghost. And they chose also Philip and Prochorus and Nicanor and Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. Here the widows were neglected in the daily ministration, and the brethren found seven men full of the Holy Spirit to do what? To carry out this service. That shows you that being full of the Holy Spirit involves service for the Lord. And in fact, that was a prerequisite for them to be involved in ministry. God wants every believer to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that they can serve the Lord effectively. In Acts chapter 9, verse 15 to 17, here's where the Lord said to Ananias concerning Saul. And he said, "Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." And Ananias went his way, entered into the house, putting his hands on him, said, "Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost." The filling of the Holy Ghost, what was that all about? It was the filling of the Holy Spirit for the ministry that he was supposed to carry out, because Saul was going to go and preach the gospel to the Gentiles, the kings, and the children of Israel, and even suffer many things for his name's sake. In Acts chapter 11, verse 22 to 24, Barnabas went forth and ministered to the people at Antioch, and he had good results. It said he was full of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 13, here's where Saul and Barnabas had been called to share the word of God with the deputy of the country. But a sorcerer named Elymas withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from believing the gospel. Saul, filled with the Holy Spirit, he served God in stopping the sorcerer by pronouncing blindness upon him for a season. The result of being full of the Holy Spirit enabled Saul to deal with the situation, with a successful end result that the deputy would believe. That shows you that the filling of the Holy Spirit is always service for the Lord. Now in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible says this, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Now this is important because, well, first of all, the word filled is in the present tense in the Greek. The present tense in the Greek means continuous repeated action. It's important, these tenses in the Greek, because they're going to show you, is this something that's a one-time thing, or is it a continuous thing? It's present tense, so it literally says, be being filled with the Spirit. And being filled with the Spirit is likened to being drunk with wine, in a sense. When one is drunk with wine, what happens? The influence of the wine affects one's thoughts, their desires, their abilities, their actions. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, what happens? The influence of the Holy Spirit will affect your thoughts, your desires, your abilities, and your actions. You'll think His thoughts, you'll have His desires, you'll go forth in His abilities, and you're performing His actions in the service of the Lord. When you're full of the Holy Spirit, His influence in your life will be at the maximum, so you might serve Him acceptably. This is why we got to get filled with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. It's not a one-time thing. Remember, it says be being filled with the Holy Spirit. So it's a continuous, repeated action. And how do we do this? Verse 19 goes on and says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. One gets continually filled with the Holy Spirit when they speak to themselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, as you're singing and praising and ministering unto the Lord. So as you sing unto the Lord, sing with your spirit and spiritual songs and tongues, and sing with your understanding and your known language, it's going to cause a continual filling of the Holy Spirit so that you'll be in the position to serve the Lord. Another thing we see about being filled with the Holy Spirit is in Acts chapter 4, verse 31. When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Here, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and what did they do? They went forth, spoke the word. The anointing of God was flowing forth through them, through the filling of the Spirit. A boldness comes upon a person as you're filled with the Spirit to speak the word of the Lord. And God used them mightily to minister unto the people, and the people got saved. As we see over in Acts chapter 5, they went forth, the believers were added to the Lord, and then they ministered healing and deliverance to the people, and they got set free from the bondages. God wants you to get filled with the Holy Spirit. So we've seen the fact that we need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, which occurs when we're born again, having received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. What happens? We get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Then we receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is received subsequent to salvation. When we receive the Holy Spirit, He comes to dwell in our new spirit. Then we're to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is for service to God. And remember that the filling of the Holy Spirit, it occurred in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. Wherever the Bible speaks of a filling of the Holy Spirit, you always see the person involved in some manner of service to God. And there's to be a continuous filling, primarily through praise and worship and prayer unto God with our spirit, in tongues, with our understanding and our known language. And as you're filled with the Spirit, you will go forth and you'll speak boldly for the Lord. You'll be influenced by the Holy Spirit. You'll think His thoughts, have His desires, go forth in His abilities, and perform His actions. Be continually filled with the Holy Spirit daily so you serve the Lord effectively. As I close today, I have a book available on this subject. The title of the book is The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to get this, it's available for $6, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. Again, the book, The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit, available for $6, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.